Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Everybody, and we're waiting for Steve, who is back with us because it's time for Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. Him and Marilyn are going to shift your paradigm.
Hello, 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 Aurelia.
Hello.
Hello, Aurelia. Hello. And Marilyn, Steve, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. It's been so long since I've been on that I was waiting for the old intro, you know, the Coco Express. You know, so this one kind of caught me out there. I was here though. I'm back, and it's good to be back. You guys been well?
Yes, great. Thank you. Good. Nice to have you back.
Yeah, I tell you, it as long as it's been, it seems like the time goes very quickly. The reality is the clock on life doesn't stop, right? Life keeps going. Life keeps going. So, you know, today we want to talk about just a little bit, and then it's kind of like we're reviewing some various things. And one thing that I've been kind of convicted about most recently is the aspect of sharpening the saw, right? And because my day-to-day has to do with doing leadership development, organizational management training, and doing motivation, right? And so I found that over a period of time, I was speaking to different audiences but saying the same thing. And what that suggested to me was maybe I'm not growing. Why don't I have something else to be able to share, to be able to say, right? And so I've really been that's kind of like been what my thoughts have been over the last couple of weeks, to be able to grow and to expand. And so I'm looking to make the investment in myself, this vacation I'm going to do in the end of August, because, yes, Aurelia, I'm actually going to take a vacation. I'm taking 10 days out in California, five of them are going to be a seminar. Matter of fact, Tony Robbins seminar.
You're gonna love it. I did the Tony Robbins seminar in California. You're doing the firewalk?
Yeah. I've taken a couple of Tony seminars a couple of years back, and they really were excellent, foundational. And then I was studying other people, other things, and then continuing to go over those things and not get additional stuff, you know. So, but that whole aspect of the need to continue to sharpen the saw, do some new things, and then learn some additional things is critically important. But here's what I've also found and believe, that, you know, there are just some things foundationally that never change. And sometimes it's stated in a different kind of way, but sometimes hearing it in a fresh way allows us to experience it differently. If we hear it differently, allows us to be able to experience it differently, right? So something that Tony shared a couple of days ago that really struck me as soon as I heard it, and actually since hearing it, because, you know, what we learn, we need to teach, because that reinforces the learning. And the statement he made was that the decisions we make control us far more than the conditions that we meet. Right? Mm-hmm. The decisions that we make control us far more than the conditions that we meet. And invariably, in the many audiences that I have opportunity to speak to, and they share what some of their issues are. They're focused primarily on the conditions, you know, whether that has to be do with a boss that who they don't believe is treating them fairly, a coworker that's getting on their nerves, family member that may, something negative may have happened to them. All these things that are the conditions that are kind of common to men, they're common to us. However, and we allow them oftentimes to take us out of the box. What that aphorism that Tony shared and the principle he shared really causes us to do is focus on not what has happened, but what we're going to do about what has happened. When I was talking with a group of leaders in a city agency a couple of days ago, and they were repeating their mantra of issues, their problems, their challenges, which is, of course, what they were focusing in on, all those negative sorts of things. And then when I expressed this stuff about, it's about the conditions that, the decisions that we make, not the conditions that we make. After they said everything, I said, you know, the question that comes after that is, now what? No matter what you say, I lost my job, now what? Someone in the family died, now what? I didn't get everything I want, now what? Because it's still going to be what we choose to do, given what, irrespective of what the circumstances are. And so all of us have the ability to choose. We have a God-given ability to look at a situation and choose what our focus is going to be. We might not be able to choose the circumstances, things that happen. We can't choose sometimes what we see, what goes past our eyes, but we can choose what we're going to focus on. And sharpening our focus, determining our focus, being intentional with our focus is really what allows us to experience greater levels of happiness and satisfaction in the course of our lives. And here's the other thing I found interesting, right? The world is not going to force you to focus on the positive. Matter of fact, just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not going to say you should focus on the positive. It's not. Life is going to continue to give you more of whatever you focus on. That's how life responds. And so we have to determine for ourselves, what's it going to be? Am I going to allow these things that have happened to determine what my life is going to be like, or am I going to make another decision irrespective of it? And, you know, I don't know about for you guys, and you weigh in on this. Sometimes have you ever, because I know both of you have the same mindset of what I'm referring to right now, right, about folk choosing what you want to focus on. But have you ever had that conversation with someone and share this perspective, and they kind of view it like you don't really don't understand their plight, or you're kind of trivializing whatever their situation has been. Has that ever been your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because people are so programmed to focus on what's going wrong. And like you said, if you watch the news, and I mean, anything out there is all about the negative. And people, and I had a class today, and there was one of my students mentioned that he can hear all the conversations around him, and everything is so negative. People will, you know, they'll look at you like if you have two heads, because they're just so programmed that way. And when they're hearing it for the first time, because some people have never heard about this, that we attract what we think about, and everything out there is a reflection of our inner world. And
right.
So once you get a hold of that and take a grasp of that and really understand it and start changing your inner world and your inner thoughts, and you'll see for a fact that things do start to change when you change the way you look at things. The things that you look at do change. And,
mm-hmm.
We were having, and everything that you said earlier about, you know, the condition and the decision. I mean, two people could have the same exact conditions, but that one person
right.
makes the decision to focus on their goals, to focus on their vision, and that's what they're focusing on, and that's what they're thinking about it constantly, like a painting on a wall, and constantly looking at that. That's why the power of visualization is so powerful, and also the power of the words, because if you're talking about what you don't have and about how you're going to fail, then that's what you're going to create in your life. But if you're talking about your dreams and your goals and what you want to create in your life, That's what you are going to focus on, and that's what you're going to create.
Right, right. Yeah, and I agree with you 100%, Marilyn. And what I hope our listeners are grasping the whole is we're not saying to you, we're not talking about denial, right? Like saying something negative happens and to say, oh, it didn't happen, or I just won't think about the fact that it happened. No, you got to deal with the reality of what that situation is. You have to see it for what it is, and that's important. We can't look at it and say that it's something that it isn't, right? One way or the other, whether it's positive or negative. So we have to deal with it for what it is, but then from there we got to say, okay, now what am I going to do? Because and I'm really, if you think about it logically, if you don't focus on what you're going to do, what will you focus on? What has happened? You'll focus on what you can't change, what continues to draw strength, cause you to stress out, cause you to have a negative other physical and psychological manifestations because of what you chose to focus on, right? So the key is we're not saying that it doesn't hurt and that it isn't real. It certainly is, and we want to acknowledge that. Yet, after it's all said and done, we have to come to the conclusion of now what? What will I do? You know, when's the best time to act right now? You know what I mean? And it is at this given point, at this juncture, that one has to say it to oneself. You have to be the voice that becomes the thing that's most impactful to you. Well, if your voice is the positive voice, you need to be the voice that has the greatest impact. But if not, then going outside of ourselves and which is why the importance of continuing to read, to listen to positive messages, because otherwise we're limited to the knowledge in our own minds, right? And you only have the words that are in your head. So if you only have the words that are in your head and those words are negative, you got to go somewhere else where you can get some positive words. But continue to reinforce that. And I really believe that this is because the world and things come into this continually negatively, we have to continue to make conscious decisions of what we're going to do differently that allow us to be able to get something different than we've previously gotten. And it's a muscle we got to work, right? There's a whole aspect of focusing positively. And I want to not just say positive thinking, because I believe that has a negative connotation. Positive thinking, like that'll solve it. No, it's focusing positively.
Right.
And because whatever you focus on is going to magnify itself, that becomes bigger. That becomes the thing that you attract. And so we have to be able to, you know, not allow what other people's negative words are to become the things that guide us. And what's the acronym for focus? Well, I'm sure there are many, but one that I've heard is to focus is to fix on consistently until settled. Focus. Fix on consistently until settled. And that's really what we want to be able to do with regard to what our concentration is and what we're looking at, and also our efforts, not procrastinating, not putting things off, not to start something and then stop, right, to a project, but to stick with it, to focus on it, to persevere, because I believe focus and perseverance are kind of interconnected as well, because there are going to be continually things that continually try to push you off your focus, try to push you off your game, try to get you to quit, try to get you to stop, try to deter you from whatever the things are that you truly want in life. And so fix on consistently until settled. What do we choose to focus on and recognize that it is a choice? We'll never stop the bad thoughts from coming. Because, right? Imagine if there's one thing I'm glad people can't do is read my mind. right? Because there's some things go through that. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right? But
right.
If it goes through, it's okay. You don't want it to stop there, right? You don't want to focus on it. And but again, I think if we recognize the power of choice that we have and that we work that muscle, that we practice it, because atrophy will set in, right? If you don't work the muscle, it will atrophy. And if we have worked the negative muscle more than anything, that's why that works so automatically. But we have to make a conscious decision to do something different than we have previously been doing to be able to get a greater level of result. Again,
right.
You want to share anything? Okay.
Yes, like when you say the working that muscle and developing that muscle, it's, I like to use the example of faith. So if you have faith, and you, the more you have faith and you develop a muscle of faith, right? You, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you have to use that faith, right? Because I use faith, okay? I use every day. I would say it, you know, just for today, we'll have faith and trust. I remember when you interviewed me for the first time on your radio show. I was a guest on your show, and I was talking a lot about the law of attraction and how I was manifesting things in my life. I went through a period of my time, and just to give a little bit of my example, I went through a period of my life where I lost everything, okay? And I had to start my life all over again just when I had it all. I had it all, okay? And I lost everything. And starting my life all over again, but I didn't lose sight of my vision, right, about having my Reiki studio and helping heal hearts and really making a difference in people's lives, because that's what made me happy. That's what made me fulfilled. And I was able to manifest things in my life because from nothing, okay, I was able to create and manifest my dream, having my own Reiki studio and helping heal hearts. And I had my Spanish television show, and things were just coming to me. I was just manifesting it. So it's not something that we're just talking about, because I had the faith and I used my faith, and I knew without a doubt in my mind that I would have the things that I wanted. And I'm not talking about material things. It's not about that, because we have to ask ourselves, why do we want these things? It's because we have a void inside of us, and that's why we want it. We're looking for happiness. And today we were talking about, in my class, the formula to manifestation. So Gandhi said, right, happiness is when what we think about and the things that we say and the things that we do are all in harmony. And that's the formula to manifestation right there, because the formula is thought. What are we thinking about? And think about it with the feeling. The word, what are we speaking about? Are we speaking about how we're failing and how things are not good? Or are we speaking about our dreams and our goals, right? Speaking it as we're visualizing it with the feeling. And then what action are we taking? So it's thought, word, and action. It's a formula to manifestation. And having a thought with a feeling. And that when we ask for something, and we're asking the universe, or we're asking God, or whatever it is to you, we're asking, not saying, I want, because then you'll always be in the position of wanting. So thanking in advance for having it already and feeling as if you have it. When I was thinking that I wanted my Reiki studio, I was grateful, and I would visualize it as if I already had it. And it happened so fast. I said, what just happened? It happened so fast. And I'm not saying that it happened overnight, but it's something that I was thinking about and dreaming about 8 years ago, because that's when I started. But once I really got into that formula of manifestation, if you will, then not losing sight of that ever. We have to have it like a picture, a picture in our minds, like a picture on the wall, seeing it constantly and feeling as if we already have it and speaking about it all the time. And not letting things get in the way, not letting anything stop us. But the chapter that I wrote, the music inside, it's about that. It's about not letting anything stop you. And the book is called Who's Going to Stop Us Now? And it's on Amazon.com. It just launched last month.
Oh, I want to talk about that some more, right? But before we do that, I want to refer to a couple of things that you said that really stuck out that I think are important. You said that when you were going through what you were going through, first thing was that you were grateful. You found yourself, you figured, what do I have to be grateful for, right? And I think that's critically important, to appreciate what you've got, because gratitude becomes the seed for us being able to get more, right, of what is that we want. And so I think that was interesting that you said that you did that. And the other thing was, you were thinking, your focus was, how can I help heal hearts? In other words, you weren't thinking simply about for yourself. You're thinking about, how can I help somebody else? One of the best ways to get out of doldrums about oneself is to think about how I can help someone else. Be grateful for what we have, but how can I be a blessing for someone else? Because the reality is, and especially living in America, right, what there are people who wish they had what we've got, right? And sometimes we might be able to be a blessing to someone just and when we look for those opportunities, we'll find them. I read about, you may have read about it as well. This is a pizzeria in Manhattan that the guy he not only does he sell pizza to people, right? He allows people to pay it forward for someone, right? And so they can buy a slice or whatever, however many slices, for people who don't have money when they come in. For homeless folks, so it's a pay it forward kind of situation. And I think that's, because if we look for opportunities to be able to bless somebody else, we will find those opportunities. But as long as you're focused in on your own stuff, your own challenges, your own issues, which is a waste of time, because just focusing on that, on what you don't have, will get you more of what you don't have. What you want to focus on is what you do have. Be grateful for that, as you said, Marilyn, and what you can do to help somebody else. And so, I think that was really, really powerful part of your story.
Thank you.
Now, if you would, now, you may have talked about it before, but again, I haven't been on it 2 months, so your book. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your book and, what its premise is and how our listeners can get a hold of it.
Yeah, so the title of the book is Who's Going to Stop Us Now? It just launched on Amazon.com last month, and it's 15 women that speak about their stories and what they went through and how they overcame what they went through. They had a dream, they had a vision, and they went through something, but they didn't let anything stop them. So I talk about how, I had my dream, and just when I was on top of the world and I had everything, I had it all, I lost everything, the marriage, the house, the job, everything. And like you said, that just, I developed a muscle, I developed strength, I developed faith. And because of all those things, I made the decision. See, I didn't go by the conditions. I made the decision that I was going to follow my dream, and I was going to follow my music inside and listen to my higher self and to listen to that inner voice. And the only thing that I had was faith. That was the only way that I was going to get through it, and that's what I used, and that's how I was able to get and accomplish what I did. And the other 14 women talk about their stories. One of them talk about the polio that she had. One of them talks about her depression and how, what she went through and how she got through it. So it's very inspirational, very motivational. And I think it's a message of hope to tell people that no matter what you're going through, that there is hope, and it's about making that decision.
Yeah.
So we have great – yeah.
Go ahead. No, please.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we had a really amazing time in Canada because the publisher, she's in Canada. So we had an amazing launch party, and all authors were there. And it was, we had a book signing, and it was amazing. It was really, really nice.
Yeah. Fantastic. Congratulations on that.
And, thank you.
Well, before we get off again, we'll have you, remind the listeners where they can get it in the title. But, as you're speaking, what came to me was the fact that the circumstances of the women in that book may have been different, but what was the same was that they all made a decision as to what they will do, given what those things are. And I don't know that you can find a highly successful person, someone even who's consistently successful, that hasn't gone through that process. When it's all said and done, we complicate life, and life can be complicated with a lot of things, but even Einstein said, like, every complexity has its origin in simplicity, right? So that, because life boils down to, are you going to live or are you going to die? You got to choose. Will I live or will I die? If you choose to live, then it's okay. Now, what am I going to do now? Not next week. What am I going to do right now? And when you do what you can do right now, what you can do next week becomes greater. But you're always going to start with what I would do now. So now what? No matter what your circumstances. And I know we're repeating this and kind of driving it home, but what I've seen across the board is that people get locked in on what their circumstances are. They get locked in on the conditions that are unfair, painful or whatever. They get locked in on that, and when it's all said and done, that's like a broken record. That's it can only lead you to one place, right? To more misery. But what breaks that cycle is the ability that we have to make a conscious decision of what we will do, no matter what happens. And I want to make sure we're not saying it's easy. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be highly successful and no one would have issues, right? It's not easy. But the answer is a simple answer. What's required of us is that we have to do what we can at this given point in time and be consistent with that. And when you choose the positive focus or the thing that you do want rather than the thing that you don't want, that raises the likelihood that you will then be able to manifest that thing that you, in fact, are looking for. No one can do it for you. No one can make the decision as to what you're going to focus on. I think of Viktor Frankl. I think of the Admiral James Stockdale in the as when he was a POW in Vietnam. Think of Nelson Mandela in prison. I mean, we can go on and on and on with the examples that someone is able to determine their conditions, but no one was able to determine their decisions. What Viktor Frankl said himself out of his own mouth, he said, "My captors were able to rob me of everything but one thing, and that was my ability to choose how I would view what took place, how I would choose what I would focus in on." And so that is the ultimate empowerment, the power to be able to choose how we want to focus, what we want to focus, and not allow circumstances to dictate to us.
Right.
Choice, anyone comment?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, choice is power. And also what has a lot of power is are the thoughts and the words that we choose have power.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to
mm-hmm.
think of them as magnets that create our reality.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if we keep that in mind, my thoughts are a magnet that create my reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we keep that in mind, we're going to make the decision to choose the thoughts that that will create our reality that we want.
Yeah.
You said, we're going to have those thoughts, right? Because I'm not going to say that I never had negative thoughts. I would be lying if I said that. But I catch myself, right? You catch yourself, and you switch that thought immediately. Immediately, you have to catch yourself. And that's why repetition, right? We talk about these things all the time. We say the same thing over and over again, right? Basically.
That's right.
But we have to repeat it. I mean, I have to listen to the same audio tapes and books over and over again because we have to reprogram our minds, because if we don't, that negativity is going to get in there, our ego gets in there, and it controls us, right? It will control us. So we can't allow that, and that's why we have to repeat these things over and over again, just the way we have to feed our body, our physical body, nutrition, really good, very good food. It's the same thing with the mind. It's the same exact thing.
Yes.
So,
fully agree. I anticipate that when I go out at San Diego in August and sit in that seminar for 5 days, that the basic tenets of what we're talking about right now are what are going to be covered in there. Right, because when it's all said and done, it boils down to some simple things. Yet there's different ways of approaching it, and fresh ways in which it can be articulated that can allow us to experience it differently. Right, but when it's all said and done, life boils down to some basic things, and if we do those things consistently, they will get us what we want. And again, today's had to do with not our conditions, but our decisions that determine what our destiny is. So, Marilyn, one more time, we're about to close out right now, but one more time, the name of your book and where our callers can find them.
Sure. The name of the book is Who's Going to Stop Us Now? And I'm the co-author, Marilyn Ocasio, and Amazon.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Wish you tremendous success with the book.
You're welcome.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in. As we embark on this summer, we hope you have a great summer. We'll be reaching out to you, of course, in next month if you're around, and look forward to be able to continue to share some things. And I wouldn't have gone to Tony's yet, But know that once I do and I get back, I'm going to have even more for you. Right. So, again, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoy your day, and God bless. Take care, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. God bless.